Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, May 8th, 2021. Borchert earns designation. The National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association, NIAAA, has announced that Tracy Borchert, athletic director at Ector County Independent School District, has been recognized by the NIAAA as a certified athletic administrator. To earn this distinction, Borchert has demonstrated the highest level of knowledge and expertise in the field of interscholastic athletic administration. The voluntary certification process included a thorough evaluation of the candidate's educational background, experience, and professional contributions, as well as a rigorous comprehensive written examination, a news release said. Borchert is one of an elite group of interscholastic athletic administrators nationwide to attain this level of professionalism. The NIAAA is a national professional organization consisting of all 50 state athletic administrator associations and more than 12,000 individual members. It is dedicated to promoting the professional growth of interscholastic athletic administrators and preserving the educational nature of interscholastic athletics and the place of these programs in the secondary school curriculum. Odessa residents flock to annual festival by Federico Martinez. After spending more than 1 year in a COVID-imposed hibernation, Odessa residents left little doubt that they were ready to get outdoors again and celebrate. Hundreds of people quickly began pouring into the Fiesta West Texas event that kicked off Friday at Ector County Coliseum. "It's like taking a breath of fresh air," said Odessa resident Juan Yanez, who arrived at the event with his wife Brianna shortly after the gates opened at 5 p.m. "We've all been cooped up for so long. It feels so good to be around other people. It feels like life is starting to return to normal." Event organizers were also excited to be back so the community could celebrate Fiesta West Texas's 25th anniversary, a three-day event that concludes Sunday. "Last year would have been our 25th anniversary, but we had to cancel the event due to COVID," event organizer Richard Esparza said. "We were one of the first major events in Odessa to be canceled last year. We're not sure what kinds of crowds to expect this year. Normally, we draw 20,000 people every year over 3 days. The fiesta kicked off at 5 p.m. Friday and ended at midnight. Today's hours are 2 p.m. to midnight and Sunday 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. This year's event features concerts by some of the hottest names in Mexican music, including Los Pescadores, Sino, Los Rielos del Norte, and Perdidos de Sinaloa. Special attractions this weekend include sea lion shows inside the Coliseum, pig races, and ongoing traditional Mexican folk dance performances by various dance groups. Carnival rides and dozens of food and craft vendors are also participating this year. "This is our first year participating at this event," said Bobby Vernell Cadena, owner of New Mexico-based All Nations Designs and More. "We're glad to be here, and we hope we do well." Cadena's booth carried a variety of Native American and Mexican arts and crafts, blankets, clothing, and jewelry. For more information about festival events, visit fiestawesttexas.com. Honors student credits success to endurance and perseverance. Special to the Odessa American by Rebecca Bell, Executive Director of Institutional Advancement at Midland College. "Keep going and never give up. I can do anything I envision as long as I simply try. That's what my grandmother, or Nanny as I called her, told me, William Blaine Martin said. One of his favorite quotes is from the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So often in life, things that you regard as an impediment turn out to be great good fortune. At the young age of 18, Martin had certainly had his share of those impediments, starting at the beginning of his life when he spent the first 3 months in the neonatal intensive care unit because of a premature birth. His parents divorced when he was 3 years old, and for several years he and his younger brother Reagan lived with their mother in Big Spring and Coahoma. Because of persistent issues relating to their mother's mental health, the boys moved to Midland to live with their father and stepmother. Blaine finished elementary school at Fannin Elementary and then attended Goddard Junior High. May 7th, Blaine will graduate from Midland College with an associate degree, and on May 14th, he will graduate from high school. For the past 4 years, he has been attending early college high school at Midland College, ECHS at MC, where he has excelled at both an accelerated high school curriculum and his college courses. At the high school level, he is National Honor Society President, Student Council Vice President, and the founder and president of the LGBT Club. Following the trend of excelling, Martin was selected as a National College Match finalist through Quest Bridge. This past March 11th, he received word that he had been accepted to Trinity University in San Antonio and was awarded a $100,000 academic scholarship by the university. Trinity was my first choice, Martin explained. I want to major in political science and international relations, and Trinity is renowned for its programs in the state. Of course, it's an expensive school, and I wasn't sure if Trinity would even be a possibility. My father lost his job in April 2020 and just got another job this past March. Thankfully, the scholarship will help immensely. The scholarship didn't come without a lot of hard work and perseverance. Martin said that most evenings he studied and did homework until 3 a.m. and then got to school before 8 a.m. He did this throughout high school, while also enduring criticism from those closest to him when he announced that he was gay in 2018, suffering extreme heartbreak from his mother's death in 2019 and losing his beloved Nanny when she passed away in February 2020 from unknown causes. Even though my mother suffered from mental health issues, she was my best friend, Martin said. My mom dedicated her life to ensuring that my brother and I were happy and felt loved. Like my mom, I've always tried to be a caring and loving person who always has a smile on my face. My mother and grandmother instilled in me a love of gardening and painting, and they taught me to always be generous and kind. When she was capable of working, my mother was a great nurse. My grandmother, who was always proud of her Native American ancestry, said that we are descended from Native American medicine men, and we should act as healers in the world. She always told me that if you can't help heal someone, whether emotionally or physically, then you have no purpose in life. I guess that's why my eventual goal is to go to law school and advocate for the LGBTQ community, Indigenous individuals, and those suffering from mental health issues. Providing a voice for the voiceless is my ultimate goal, whatever form that may take. Just as his grandmother advised, Martin has kept going. This past year, he served as president of the Midland College Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society, the first ECHS at MC student to ever serve as president, and received a Distinguished Officer recognition from Phi Theta Kappa Texas Region. In March, the University of Texas System and Texas Association of Community Colleges honored Martin as a member of the 2021 All-Texas Academic Team. In addition, Martin has consistently made the president's and dean's list at Midland College. Traces of his love of academia can be found in his childhood as well. "When I was a child, I loved to read, and still do," Martin said. "I found books to be a great escape, where happy people lead happy lives. I think I read every book in the library at Coahoma Elementary School. I've also really enjoyed my Midland College literature classes. Stacy Egan, Midland College English professor, has inspired me to expand my horizons in literature. Much like when I was a child, writing and reading are still therapeutic and intellectually invigorating. Some of my favorite authors are Amanda Gorman, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Emily Dickinson, Charlotte Perkins Gilman, Ralph Waldo Emerson, William Blake, Robert Frost, Truman Capote, and Friedrich Nietzsche. Reading their works has prompted me to write a few poems and short stories of my own that center around topics such as self-discovery, love, and coping with immeasurable grief." Martin continues to be grateful for the support his family, specifically his father Greg, stepmother Amy, grandfather Larry Fryer, aunt and uncle Neanda and Carrie Fryer, and uncle Dan Hudgens have given him. "All of the work I have done, I have completed on my own," he said. There is power in being independent. However, I have found that it is always good to reach out to those who surround me. They have helped me fight the everyday battles. My experience at early college, high school, at Midland College, especially in my Midland College courses, has been nothing short of exceptional. I refer to the Midland College campus as my home. I'm usually on campus from 8 in the morning until 9 at night, studying in the library and working part-time in the language hub. I've met people from all walks of life and different cultures. This small environment has offered the stories of many who make the world a better place. My goal is to join them in this endeavor. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 9th, 2021. Start with trust. BBB tip: shred personal documents to prevent identity theft, by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. Taking charge of your personal information is one of the best defenses against identity theft. Personal information can be accessed by would-be imposters through a variety of methods, either digitally or conventionally. While protecting your digital identity has taken the forefront in the conversation about data security, information contained on physical documents can make a fraudster's job much easier. BBB recommends securing personal documents at home, preferably under lock and key, especially when employing outside help or contractors. Shredding outdated documents that contain personal information can prevent sensitive data from falling into the wrong hands. Bank statements, pay stubs, and medical bills should be shredded after a year, and supporting documents for tax returns, not the return itself, should be shredded every 7 years. By simply possessing a name and an address, information that can be found on any mailed document, imposters can apply for credit cards, open utility accounts, or alter associated physical addresses under an assumed name. On average, it takes 6 months to recover from identity theft, depending on the extent of damage done and the length of time that the assumed name has been used. Warning signs that you may be a victim of identity theft include unexpected banking transactions, either withdrawals or deposits, disruption of bills or other recurring mailings, IRS notification of tax returns being filed in your name when you haven't yet filed, unfamiliar accounts or charges on your credit report. Identity theft remains one of the largest threats American consumers face. In 2020, there were 4.8 million identity and fraud reports received by the FTC, accounting for almost one-third of all complaints for the year. In Texas, more than 134,000 cases of identity theft were reported, placing the Lone Star State third in the nation behind California and Illinois. Protect your identity by controlling and shredding personal documents, such as bank account information, social security information, credit card applications, insurance forms, health forms, billing statements. Be sure to properly dispose of expired bank cards as well. BBB recommends cutting directly through card numbers instead of diagonally or horizontally across the card. If you are in doubt, keep cutting until the card is little more than a series of squares. It is not possible to shred personal information too much. Across North America, BBBs are participating in Secure Your ID events, where shredding services will be offered free of charge for residents. Shredding events are offered in most communities. Check local community calendars or visit bbb.org/secure-your-id-day for events near you. Some events may include an electronic recycling service as well. If you have been a victim of identity theft, visit identitytheft.gov for a customized recovery plan.
Blood is still needed, helpful to many. Dear Dr. Roach, I have had both COVID-19 vaccinations and am planning to donate blood. Would any of my immunity pass on to the person receiving my blood? DJ. Answer. Although we may think that blood is taken out of the donor and given whole to the recipient, that almost never happens. After you donate blood, the components are separated out. The red blood cells are given to people with anemia or who are in surgery to replace blood loss. These packed red blood cells contain almost none of the immunoglobulins your body has made in response to the COVID-19 vaccines. However, the plasma, rich with proteins, is also used for various medical conditions. Some people with immune deficiencies get immunoglobulin infusions monthly, for example, and your antibodies are helping to protect those recipients. So far, studies using plasma with high levels of antibodies, normally from people recently recovered from COVID-19 infection, have shown only a small amount of benefit. What is clear is that in many parts of the country, there is an urgent need for blood, so I applaud you for donating. I encourage other readers who may have been regular donors before the pandemic to donate soon. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Disabled son is left off wedding guest list. Dear Abby, I have been married to my second husband for more than 15 years. My 30-plus-year-old son from my first marriage, who was born disabled, lives with us. He walks and talks, but cannot be left unattended. He also needs medication. He cannot read or write, but looks like he has no medical issues at all. I have no extended family members in the state. My husband and I were invited to a family wedding. However, my disabled son was not. Bride's rule, no children allowed. I pointed out that he is older than she is. He sees this relative several times a year. Child care is hard to find and expensive. I do not know if others tried to get the bride to change her mind. My husband attended alone while my son and I spent the evening with friends and had fun. He didn't say anything to cause a confrontation. Please share your thoughts. I get very sad whenever family events come around and she is there. Life is different when you have a family with special needs. Signed, Hurt in the East. Dear Hurt, I agree. Life is different for families in which someone has special needs. If you haven't already, I think you have the right to express your feelings to the bride. It would be better than silently nursing a grudge and fuming when you see her. While it would have been nice if she had included your son in the invitation, she was within her rights to invite or exclude anyone if she had concerns. Because your husband was able to represent the family while you and your son had fun elsewhere, from my perspective, everything turned out well. Dear Abby, my boyfriend never gets off his phone, like ever. The first thing he does in the morning is wake up and grab his phone. He was off one day last week, and I'm not exaggerating, he didn't put it down for 13 hours. He plays this one particular game, and it's all he does. It's affecting our relationship, but if I say anything about it, he laughs, gets mad, or ignores me. I don't know what else to do. Help. Signed, Woman vs. Phone in Ohio. Dear woman, was your boyfriend always like this? If the answer is no, he may have become addicted to gaming, which, as of 2020, has become a multi-billion-dollar industry. According to the Addiction Center, the average gamer spends 6 hours a week glued to his or her cell phone. That your boyfriend went on a 13-hour binge is cause for alarm. One sign of addiction is when it interferes with daily life or relationships. That he blows you off when you try to discuss it tells me he is deep in denial. There is treatment for gaming addiction, but only if the addict is willing to admit there's a problem. Treatment may involve private counseling or, in some cases, inpatient care. However, if this is unaffordable, Online Gamers Anonymous, OLGANON.org, may be a helpful alternative. It is a 12-step program based on the principles of AA. If you go online, you will find there is a fellowship of friends and family members of gaming addicts. You might want to check it out. If you intend to continue this romance, get out of the house while he binges and do something you enjoy. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. You are talented, hardworking, and very independent. You have high standards, and you know what you want. At times, you are a perfectionist. Your year ahead will be more fast-paced and quicker in every way. You will be curious about more things, and you will be more excited about life. Many choices will be available to you. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic, 4, positive, 3, average, 2, so-so, 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 3 stars. Today, you're impatient with restrictions, rules, and regulations, especially with home and family. Hey, it happens to us all. You are a freedom-loving sign, and you need space to move. Define your boundaries, but be polite. Tonight, obsessed about shopping. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 4 stars. Today, you're eager for something fresh. You want to meet new people, see new places, hear new ideas, anything. Bueller, anyone? A spontaneous short trip or a chance to meet new faces will fill the bill. Be open to whatever comes your way. Tonight, lighten up, get a grip. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. You're keen to earn money, which is why you're busting your buns. However, today you might entertain a wild and crazy idea that's a long shot. Conversely, some of you might impulsively spend money on big-ticket items at a moment's notice. Keep your receipts. Tonight, let go of worries. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. Fiery Mars is in your sign now until June 11th. Note, Mars is only in your sign once every 2 years for about 6 weeks. This is a major vitamin B shot. Today, this boost of energy makes you impulsive, energetic, and ready for anything. Next, tonight, be gentle with a friend. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. You feel restless today, which is okay. Make friends with this feeling. What's happening is you are contemplating new changes, new ideas, and new ways of doing things, but you're just not sure where to begin. Think of ideas and tell yourself it's going on the list. Tonight, be polite with authority figures. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. You might be in competition with a friend or a group. In fact, something out of the blue will stir the pot. Be open to whatever happens. Stay flexible because you're not sure in which direction to jump. Hey, if you're moving forward, you have to encounter new ideas. Tonight, avoid blind dogma. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 3 stars. You are ambitious now, which is why you're keen to expand your empire. Your reach might become vast. Who knows? The thing to know is that today your dealings with bosses, parents, and VIPs are unpredictable, even surprising. Note, this includes the police. Tonight, avoid obsessions about debt and finances. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. Unexpected opportunities to travel might fall in your lap today. Admittedly, scheduled plans might be delayed or canceled. Yes, it's a crapshoot. The bottom line is you're impulsive and eager to explore new places and meet new faces. Relax, this will happen. Tonight, you will attract someone powerful to you. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. Be cautious about financial dealings with others, especially partners. Something unexpected might impact your arrangement with someone. This includes your bank. Keep your eyes open to protect your best interests. Tonight, stay calm and get rest. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 3 stars. In your dealings with your closest relationships today, a wild card is at play. Someone else might do something you least expect. They might demand more freedom in the relationship. Could be anything. Be on guard. Tonight, be patient with kids and romantic partners. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Your work routine will be interrupted today. The trick to this is to give yourself enough wiggle room to cope with the unexpected. This is no biggie, nothing you can't handle. But hey, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Tonight, be flexible with family. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. Parents should be vigilant today because this is an accident-prone day for your kids. No matter what their age, know where they are at all times. Meanwhile, social occasions might have last-minute changes. You might receive a fun invitation out of the blue. Tonight, don't be obsessed.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.